Welcome back. Welcome. If you are just joining us, this is the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn, your host, and you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation. One of the bits of news, and we try to do this, I hope with some fidelity on this program, is talk about some of the things that you might not see getting plastered all across, you know, the big networks on TV or even other radio programs or even your local newspaper of choice, as well as covering a goodly bit of local news. And that is that the lawyers that are charged in Washington, D.C., that work in the Department of Justice with effectively defending the Trump administration's policies have been resigning in droves. This is happening all across federal government. It's especially happening in roles that lawyers must hold within the federal government. But the number of resignations out of this particular department is edging towards like 80%. I worked in government for a really long time under budgets that I reduced every year for my department. And if we would have a vacancy and turnover rate that went over 20%, we'd be getting called in because they're looking at us, meaning the county executive, when I was at the county, would be asking me, what the hell's wrong
What's
with
going
you?
On there?
Why is no one wants to work for you anymore? The way that I'm explaining this, and we're going to go to the phones and the text lines next, is that when a person is unwilling to stake their family's well-being, they're unwilling to stand behind a policy or stand in court because they may lose their license or face some kind of discipline because they're going to have to get right to or potentially cross the lines, the rules that govern lawyers. That's an indicator. It is a canary in the coal mine. Maybe it's a full-out, you know, five-alarm sort of fire. My question is, do regular people care about it? 855, do you care about it? Do your neighbors care about it? 855-752-4842. When people will no longer stand up and put their family, when someone won't put their family's well-being on the line to defend a policy, should people, regular folks, be caring about that? Or is it just lawyer talk.
It's not that. And plainly, they've taken an oath not only to the particular position, but also the Constitution, right? And you and I both know this well. You've got an oath of office when you become a lawyer, and it says you will not deceive, you will not lie, you will not do all those things. I'd also mention to those folks out there who might be thinking, yeah, well, this is just about lawyers leaving their jobs. These are people who have a huge amount of experience. These are the folks who across administrations for decades have been defending, whether it's a Republican administration, Democrat administration, the policies and practices, they know what they're doing. And so you get this, again, the canary in the coal mine, and you also get a huge diminution in the expertise inside the Department of Justice when that day comes when you do need good lawyers who are representing
yes.
you well, right?
Yes.
And that's the other catastrophic part of this. We saw one of them, obviously, who stood up to Judge Zinnes. Didn't stand up to her, actually responded accurately when he was asking about
Abrego
Garcia,
yeah.
right? And said, you know what, I am asking my client the same question. What happens to that person? He didn't have to resign because he was placed on administrative leave and then fired. It is all of the same thing. He is one of those people, Maggie, you talked about, who refused to stand up and tell the judge something that was not true, recognizing once again that he's got this oath. He's, yes, got a family to provide for, and he's got a larger issue. And he would rather not be in that position appropriately than to go ahead with it and lie to the judge, lie to the court,
there's,
and give up on his
other
position.
There's this other attorney obligation. It's called candor to the court, and candor requires presenting fulsome facts accurately, and that just ain't happening. Let's go to the text lines, and we're going to go to the phones. Do you think regular people care about the mass exodus of what I'm going to call thousands of years of experience out of federal government? Does anybody care that the people who know how to do this stuff best are exiting, and that specifically it's large, huge proportions of people that serve as lawyers in basically every department of the federal government? From the WMDX text line, I care greatly, but I don't think most people are aware, or if they are, they don't care. Laws and the judiciary are the glue that hold our democracy together. Cam from Appleton says, I think most of this is background noise to folks, but not in the way that you and Jim may think. Lawyers are necessary, and it is bad that they are dropping like flies. But I think in a large generalization, lawyers allowed a lot of the nonsense in with arguments that assumed that the Trump administration would play by the rules. Ouch. I'm going to put a pin in that, and I want to come back to that. Let's get a few more texts in. Kathleen from Libertyville, she says, I care, all caps. I am sick of this, and quoted, all the people that he has hired are incompetent. I've tried to voice my opinions. I think that the people leaving the DOJ, this needs to be called out again and again. If nobody knows about it, then no one knows. We have to keep talking about these things. Many people have been quitting all the time, and I've been hearing about that. We need to keep talking about it. Mike from Green Bay says this on WGBW, as a blue-collar truck-driving non-lawyer, I do think this is an alarming situation. However, this iteration of the Trump presidency has been nothing but alarming situations. It feels like the Twilight Zone, where the people are completely powerless in the face of such chaos. I believe they are trying to break our spirit and the economy. I am afraid. Mary from Mount Horem, I am very concerned of every corrupt twist and turn of this regime. Unfortunately, due to the media infrastructure on the right, people like my husband don't seem to see the problem. We can live in our own bubbles, but not here. I take all comers and all phone calls, all texters, conservatives, ladies, veterans, first-time callers. You go to the top of the line, first on the list, 855-752-4842. Anybody else a little freaked out that lawyers who are bound by codes of ethics are dropping out of the Trump administration in droves? Who's less left but the sycophants? 855-752-4842. More here on the Civic Media Radio Network in just a moment.